is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live from one of the photography centers of the United States of America, Virginia. Yeah, I'll tell you more about it in a minute. And we're broadcasting 2 hours this morning. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. He's with us every Thursday. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. Podcasts are free on Genesis. And there's some articles that we're going to discuss today that you might want to consider perusing. We think that you should know about these things. Converging threats confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota, as he is every Thursday. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You might know him as the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. He wrote the first six episodes. He's a lead physicist for the U.S. Navy at the Pentagon. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is a scientist. He's written many books, and one of them is ESP Induction Through Forms of Self-Hypnosis and Power Tools for the 21st Century. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, you know, Oregon's on fire, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything quite like it. The smoke is highly toxic. Everybody's wearing respirators. 100 fires just locally.
Yeah.
Whole place is on fire. It's dry as a bone. I don't know. I think it's like a global weather event.
Rick, out here in Virginia, on the East Coast, I'm seeing something that I really haven't seen before. Leaves are starting to fall off the trees. Kind of early for that.
It is. It's actually, this is the global event everybody was going to worry about. Well, here it is. It's happening right now. There are fires all along the coast here in California and Washington, too. It's unbelievable. Basically, I think that the heliosphere has been heating up, and so there's global warming on Mars. I don't think that this part of it is man-made.
Well, that's pretty bad news, because that means there's nothing we can do about it. Rick, let's give out the phone number. Class, if you'd like to call Dr. Richard Allen Miller, physicist, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And even though I'm in Virginia, Rick is on the West Coast, and Alex is in Minnesota, we can still take your calls. We'd be delighted to do that. 866-582-9933. Rick, I remember in the 1990s, there were some fires in Florida. And they were out of control.
I remember those, yeah.
Absolutely out of control.
It's a long time ago. I had forgotten about those.
Let me tell you what I experienced it firsthand. We were taking our children to Disney's Wide World of Sports. They were competing in the National Karate Championships, and all three of our children competed in that. And here's what happened. We were driving along the interstate, and all of a sudden, ahead you could see smoke. And cars are driving 70 miles an hour behind you, and if you slowed down, you would be run over from behind. If you kept your same speed, you would be going into zero visibility at 70 miles an hour. It was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. And what happened was it was choking smoke, literally zero visibility, literally. I mean, fire on both sides of the road, all the way up to the edge of the road. I mean, you were driving through a strip of fire on both sides of the road, two strips of fire, and trees were on fire, the grass was on fire, power poles were on fire, wires were on fire. And what happened, Rick? You had no choice. If you slowed down, you're going to get killed from being run over by a semi behind you, tractor trailer. Huh. If you went into it, you had no idea if the car in front of you was stopped because you couldn't see it or the truck. Fortunately, we got through it, and it was maybe only 30, 35 seconds of driving blind. It was horrible. So it kind of shows that human nature, we're just not paying attention. What we all should have done was just stop, but you can't stop because you get run over if you stopped or you get slammed into. So that's what we experienced in Florida. And does it look like that kind of thing's happening where you are, Rick?
Well, it reminded me of Mount St. Helens. When I was camping on the beaches when Mount St. Helens went off, everybody had to drive to Seattle, and it was raining cement, and you couldn't see anything within, maybe 20 feet. It's that bad. I cannot see the hills across the valley here. I can't see them. So it's that thick right now, and this is, fourth day.
And is there any end in sight?
No. Actually, most of the fires are only like 5% contained. It's pretty serious. Some of the best firefighters in the world are here, and it's just overwhelming.
So you've got the hot shots.
You'll see it on the national news. It's like big time, you know. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything quite like it.
So you've got the hot shots there? The guys that,
Yeah. The full-blood Cherokees leaping out into the flames, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say, Rick. I know it's frightening. You know, Rick, we just here I am in the Fredericksburg, Virginia area, and the people here have no clue. They have no clue how precarious society is perched on the edge of the abyss. They ride their bicycles and they jog and they've got their earbuds in their ears and they're listening to their iPads and they're listening to music and they've got no clue. They go to the stores, they can buy whatever they want, there's plenty of it, and they just don't understand that it all can come to a screeching halt in a matter of a day.
Yeah, that coronal mass that you were talking about earlier, if it had been aimed at the Earth, we could have had a massive grid collapse. So, yeah, I don't know what to say except, you should have your water together. That's the first thing. And these little briefs are giving us a preview of what might just be the way it happens.
Yeah. Well, there was a class, if you'd like to go to the website, usapreparers.com. The title of the post on page one is Massive Solar Flare Narrowly Misses Earth. EMP, disaster, barely avoided. Now, here's the thing that I don't understand. We've got a massive amount of taxes that we pay. And we've got a huge media complex, if you will. Why is it that our government didn't warn us to say, look, we got a problem, it's heading our way, and, you know, we have a short time to prepare for it. So maybe let's go inside. Maybe let's go in the basement. Maybe let's get some water. Let's get some food. Because if this thing goes off, you're going to die. You're going to die of starvation because the power grid's going to go down or could go down. And if it does go down, you're not going to be able to go to the Chinese factory outlet because they won't know what the prices are of things. And they won't be able to process the cash registers, or process at the cash registers, and they won't be able to reorder, live, real time, whatever was just sold. So we're going to run out. They didn't tell us, Rick. It's. I don't know. In my world, those are sins. Those are sins to not warn people of pending catastrophe.
I think that they're not sure what's going to happen, and they don't want people to panic falsely. And who makes those kinds of decisions? I don't know.
Well, Rick, we used to panic falsely in elementary school in the 1950s and the 1960s when we had those drills because the Russians were going to blow us up any second.
That's true. It's a different world now. I think there's too many people, and what happens is you have a different kind of mob contagion that is different than people being more orderly and trying to move out of the building or something, panic.
Yeah. Well, Matt Stein and you and I have talked about the Carrington effect, the coronal mass ejection that could literally shut down the power grid at a moment's notice. Hey, Rick, have you seen a television series? Now, I don't watch television, but here I am in Virginia, and I'm visiting friends, and they have a television, and they have a DVR so they can record broadcasts. There's one called Under the Dome. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, Under the Dome. Now, imagine this. I don't know all about it. I've just seen little pieces of it. But here's what it's about. All of a sudden, a dome comes down over a city, and you can see through the dome. And think of it like a great big, clear, impenetrable dome. Can't go under it. Can't go through it. Can't go around it. You're now in this dome, and it's a big dome. It's everyone in under the dome can't get out, and everyone outside can't get in. Okay, and so it's a situation of they have what they have, and they're not going to get any more. Meaning they're not going to get any more propane, they're not going to get any more food, the trucks can't come in, they have whatever this city can produce, but they also have the demands of whatever the city consumes.
First come, first serve kind of thing.
Yeah, and that's right. And pretty soon, you know, there's a public official who is taking charge, but I can kind of see that this guy, he's corrupt already. You know, it's only been on a couple hours, and this guy's already corrupt. In this series, it shows human nature. It shows, we're running out of water, and then there's mob rule. Mob rule. There's potential raping, pillaging, killing over water. And how long does it take? A few hours. And Rick, that's what we've been talking about. You, me, we've been talking about these kinds of things happening. And now it's a TV series. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com. We're going to talk about bees when we come back. Bees. Rick's got an update on bees.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking this morning with Rick Miller. And Rick, I just took a look at the news during the break. Netflix has about 38 million subscribers worldwide. Now, if you... Okay. That's one of us. And if you relate that and you just say, how does that relate to the population of the United States? It'd be greater than 1 in 10 of us is a subscriber to Netflix. Now, they are going to roll out a new technology, a new tool, which will track, let me say it a different way, which will track your viewing habits. I can just see it now, Rick. You know, go into court and I see, Dr. Miller, that you are interested in specifically this kind of programming, and tell me why you watch that, and I can just see.
Yeah, you know, that's called profiling. So that
yes.
They do that on Amazon, you know, for selling you books, and while sometimes it's interesting and you appreciate it, other times it's extremely manipulative.
Yes, and Rick, it is now out in the mainstream media that and they're going to link Netflix to Facebook information. So now the government has even a greater set of tools in which to determine who you are, where you are, and so forth. Because you know that class Facebook is a tool of the United States government. So now what you watch is going to be part of their dossier on you. Seriously. And so think about that. Rick, I do not have Netflix, and I called Verizon last night, and I want to get rid of my iPhone. There is absolutely no reason for me to have an iPhone that follows me around. I just don't like even the thought of it. So
Well, I got rid of mine with AT&T. I you know, they didn't give me the service, and it was just another way of slamming me, like they did back in the 90s. You know, where when you sign up for a year contract, and if you don't like the service, you have to terminate it with the penalties. It's just, I think phone companies are just terrible. Mostly all of them are bad.
Yeah. Did you talk to Roy Birdsong, our instructor, about
making... Yes, I did. He fixed my phone, made it a virgin, and I'm good to go.
Okay. Class, if you'd like to talk with Roy Birdsong, just go to usapreparers.com, page one, look up Roy Birdsong, choose your own wireless. He'll help you because I'm getting out of my iPhone, and I just don't want to be tracked anymore. You know, it's nice to have maps. It's nice to have a compass. It's nice to have all these features with you. But you know what? The bottom line is, even doing what I do, I don't need it. I really don't need it. With some planning, I can say to Mrs. Finelli, you know what? I'm going to the store, or would you like to go with me? And she'll know when I'm going to be home, and if not, she can start the pursuit to find out what happened to me. I mean, those kinds of things are possible. And you know, if you make a list beforehand, you don't have to go to the store and say, okay, I'm here. What was I supposed to get? No, figure it out before you go. So, Rick, bees. What the heck is going on with bees?
They're discovering now that it's a host of impregnated Roundup Ready and other kinds of herbicides, and it's created a special fungus that is being passed from bee to bee, and it's just going to kill everything. They've lost, I think, something like 200 million hives or something like that already because of this, the pharmaceuticals that are getting into our food chain.
Rick, I mentioned yesterday, we were on with our good friend Norm Shealy, and I mentioned that I'm in Virginia, and when I'm on the farm in Missouri, and we've got the window open at night, during the, you know, the dark of night, we can hear the crickets, the grasshoppers, the bugs, that, you know, communicating and chatting with each other, and you can hear the wild animals and the coyotes, and you can hear all that, right? Well, you can't hear it here. They're all dead. Rick, they're all dead. They've sprayed, injected, detected, eliminated, exterminated, sprayed their lawns. Nobody wants ants on their lawns, so they spray their lawns. No bugs. The soil's dead. It's unbelievable. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, let's talk a little bit more about the insects that they're part of this planet, too. And even though we don't like all of them, they have a right to be here. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
Oh God,
you're.
Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick Miller's Lewis. Rick, we're talking about bees, and we're talking about how the colonies are collapsing. And here in Virginia, you know, with the sounds at night, you don't hear the you don't hear birds, you don't hear grasshoppers, you don't hear crickets, you don't hear any kind of wildlife other than some domestic dogs barking, and that not many of them either. And you don't see the deer running around. Humans have taken over. They've sprayed and killed a lot of the species off right here. Anyway, it's not like on the farm where we hear the sound of insects and wildlife at night. All you hear at night here is the sound of tires from tractor trailers going speeding down the interstate miles away. That's what you do here. But you don't hear the normal sounds of a healthy planet. Rick, it's like it's so unhealthy. It's like when I went to an elementary school in a high school cafeteria, and the children came in, they're laughing and having a great time, you know, and you know, because it's lunchtime and they get to see their friends. And then one of the authoritarians comes in and says, "Quiet, quiet," shuts off the lights, and everybody goes, "Uh-oh, you know, the Gestapo's here, better be quiet." And then they have to eat in silence. That's what it's like. We have silenced nature right here in Virginia.
I don't have any comment on that. It's just the world is changing. I don't know what it's going to change into. It's kind of scary.
It is scary because we need those microbes. You've heard the commercials with Eric Lancaster of he's the senior vice president of Terraganics right here on this broadcast. I know Eric Lancaster. He's been on the air with us many times. He's a really good guy, and he's in the microbe business, and he wants microbes to convert waste, banana peels and vegetable peels and, compost into great compost for your garden. He's in that business, and it works. It absolutely works, but it doesn't work too well if you poison the soil with chemicals. So, and Rick, you said it here on USA Preparers. Monsanto. Monsanto is in the red.
Well, they're just one of a number of them that are involved. You know, there's six different corporations that are into that kind of thing. Land of Lakes. I mean, you've got a whole bunch of them. I, by the way, I didn't upload that chapter 14 yet. It isn't quite done. I'll send it to you today when I finish it.
All right. Class, what we're talking about is Rick has some chapters for your perusal and reading for homework. We're putting them on the website, and because I am not at Studio A, I don't have all of my email accounts, so I can't, if anyone has sent me anything at vincent@usapreparers.com, I cannot get it for the next couple of days. Then I'll be able to read the thousands of emails that I've been sent. But anyway, so I'm going to post the chapters that Rick is sending. Rick, let's talk about one of your favorite topics, magic.
Magic. Magic is going to be probably what saves our bacon. It's a type of philosophy or a rigor. It's like, the way I understand it, it's kind of like approaching things more indigenously, you know, with a philosophy. And that's what I'm seeing is going to be what pulls us through this is a metaphor of the way we relate to what we're doing. And it needs a paradigm shift, like in agriculture. For example, we need food to be part of our divine right rather than this just-in-time coming from Guatemala with Teamsters and Arabs and the expenses of rotting and, you know, all of the things that go on like that. I feel that food should be put in as one of your divine rights, very much like water is. Mm-hmm. You know, where you have the right to the water that you have in your home, rather than having it be privatized. You know, they're trying to do that. They're trying to privatize water.
Well, Hillary Clinton has been on that bandwagon for a long time. She wanted to put meters on our wells back in the 1990s, and I looked out at our Virginia farm at the time, and we had a well. Actually, we had a couple wells on the farm, and I thought, who does she think she is putting a well on a meter on my well that I paid for, and the water is underneath my property? Who does she think she is telling me that I have to pay a tax on water that's on the land? that I purchased and I pay tax on. I mean, geez, these guys are out of control. And I guess the next sex scandal is something that's going to help distance her from being in office again. God forbid she comes back to office. Man, oh, man. These families, if you don't think we have a kingdom, it's just a bunch of families that just run the United States of America. We need new families, new representation, people who are not so greedy, who really are interested in doing the right thing rather than stealing from us at every single angle. Rick, magic, and you think it's the way of thinking that's going to help us?
I think that this is the first time in our lives that physics becomes agriculture, that our food is part of our divine right, and that we approach food as a important science, and that we have some kind of philosophy behind it so that it becomes sustainable.
Yeah, and Rick, there's an event coming up in September in Michigan that I'm going to be attending. And it's because the federal government is coming after a farmer. There's another farmer who's shutting down. We have a post on the website. He is shutting down because he just cannot comply with what the government wants him to do in order to grow vegetables from his farm for sale to the public. It's unbelievable. We farmers are under assault, and we're losing. We're losing. So the only thing I can think of to do, Rick, is we have to band together. You know, the government is really the minority. They really are the minority. They cause problems everywhere they show up. And I'm annoyed. I am really annoyed with them. I'm going to stop right there before I get myself in trouble. I've had it. And Rick, I'm telling you, I'm in the camera capital of, well, probably Washington, D.C. is the camera capital of the country. But I'm close to it right here in Virginia. Rick, every corner, every intersection, every shopping center, every parking lot, there's cameras. And you know what? The people here don't even know it. They have no idea. They see these things. They don't even know what they are. They're not concerned what these devices are that have been attached to the light poles and the stanchions and the intersections and the cables. They're everywhere. Cameras are everywhere. And someday I'm going to talk about... I'm on an investigative journey here. I am researching what is happening at the law enforcement level here. That's why I'm here. And I'm gonna probably do an expose on it. And I'll tell you what, I can't believe what I'm seeing. These people who live here should be up in arms at the massive encroachment of law enforcement into their personal lives. Everywhere you drive, there's a police car. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I don't think most people feel safe. They see a police car, they don't go, oh, thank gosh. Boy, that's great. We've got a police car here. Right now we're safe. I think they go, uh-oh, the police are here. And I'll tell you what, I think the cops should consider what their reputation is. Their reputation is declining at an accelerating rate. People don't trust them. People don't trust them.
You know, I started to get angry also. My website was a lot of doom and gloom, and I don't know if you've noticed it, but it crashed.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did.
Okay, well, that turns out to be a blessing, because I'm going to redo it, and instead of having a news service like I was, where I have doom and gloom, like I did, I'm going to try to do once a week and a lot more type of positive spin on things.
Good luck, Rick. Good luck. That's an impossibility.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to try to tell you. Good luck. That's the way that works, too, unfortunately.
Well,
but it's going to be part of the article I'm going to write on structured waters is going to talk about our internal landscape and, you know, the fact that if we look at things that are negative, that's what happens. And if we look at things that are positive, that's what happens. It's like blessing water. You know, there's a thought form actually goes into the water and makes it part of yourself. And so your thoughts are structuring the water to restructure you.
I'm all for it, Rick. But as I look around, I see all these bad things happening. And if I can't figure out how I could say, hey, listen, more cops per square inch, that's a good thing. You know, more money being spent on uniforms, that's a good thing. Rick, I saw an award at the sheriff's station this week. You know, I just look around and I'm curious, and so I went up to this display case, and there was an award for a sniper initiated event, meaning a SWAT team sniper initiates an event, and this guy gets an award.
That's crazy.
I remember
inappropriate. Inappropriate.
And who are these awards sponsored by in these competitions? Well, that would be companies like MOA. I'm sorry, EOTech, the scope company and the optics company. They sponsor these events, competitions for things like killing people. Gosh, I'm Vin Fanelli.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, the Federal Communications Commission oversees the Lifeline program. That was created in 1984 to make sure that Americans who did not have funds for things like telephone service could be able to call important people in their lives, like if they had a job, their boss and their, you know, their family, those kinds of things. Well, it's been expanded and expanded, and, you know, like everything the government does, it becomes corrupted. Well, 13.8 million active Lifeline subscribers are in place. That's as of June of this year. Now, you needed to, in order to be eligible for, and it's also called the Obama phone. And to be eligible, you know, the applicant was supposed to be receiving a significant government benefit like SSI, Supplemental Security Income, or food stamps, or Medicaid, or being on some kind of an assistance. And so, anyway, 41% of those who have these phones couldn't demonstrate their eligibility or did not respond to requests for the certification to have them. So it's another government program that we pay for. We pay for it. Out of control. So me, I'm looking at Verizon. I'm looking at these telephone companies. I'm looking at the companies that are doing well. Okay, who are they? Well, the companies. It used to be when I went to school and studied finance and economics back in the 1970s. I was taught that, you know, if you had to have a good product to be successful, and you had, or a good service, and you had to have a good management team, and you actually had to, you know, deliver. Well, to do well today, that's really not the case. What you really need to do well, to be financially well off in your company, you need to be in Wall Street, okay? Or you need to be a bank, okay? Now, neither one of those sectors has anything to do with making a product, right? Wall Street doesn't make a product. Banks don't make a product. They call them products. They call a credit card a product. They call a loan a product. It's not a product. It's a concept. Okay? So Wall Street is selling ownership and fractional ownership in things that you actually can't physically get. Banks are selling concepts called money, digits, and cell phone companies are and cell phone companies and banks and Wall Street, they're all selling that information to the government, okay? So they're tracking you. So you don't need to earn a profit today to be successful. What you really need to do is be in bed with the government and sell information about your customers to the government. Then you can be rewarded handsomely and you can do very well financially. So that's what you need to do. Okay? You need to be part of this system that spies on your customers and reports the details to the government. Boy, I'm so angry. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And I guess I should talk about customer loyalty cards. You know, when you get a customer loyalty card, you get a discount. Okay? You get a discount on products that you buy at like a supermarket. Okay, but you're being tracked. You are being tracked. What you buy, when you buy it, how many you buy. And why did you buy those 24 cans of beans? Are you a survivalist? Is that what's wrong with you? Why would you turn that information over to anybody? So when you fill that out, think about the name and the phone number and maybe the email address that you use. Would you want them to know? Would you really want them to know who exactly you are? I'm sorry, Rick.
No, it's okay. It's all good.
I just hit my own button.
You need to let some of the steam out, that's all. Well, you're a very passionate person. It's really all the things you're concerned about are things to be concerned about. So,
Rick, seriously, as I'm in a foreign country here in Virginia, this is not the country that I knew. And as I look around, they've got license plate scanners, and they've got cameras that record when you go through intersections. They know who we are, where we are, where we're going, what we're buying, how many, when, and what transaction medium we used. I mean, it's unbelievable. Why are these people so nosy? Can't they get a life? Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we'll be back on the other side. And I've got some questions for him that I'm sure you want to know the answers to. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vinfinelli, USAPrepares.com. Please, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.